Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeastern Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Sunny to partly cloudy today. Areas of showers and a few thunderstorms early on. We're to high in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 68. On Tuesday, cloudy, areas of showers and storms. High is 77. Tuesday night, cloudy, areas of showers and storms. Low near 57. Or showers and storms Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 76.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and agview.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at agview.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at agview.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station at agview.net. This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate Ag Committee will consider the nomination of Bill Northey and Greg Ibaugh on Thursday. Northey nominated by the administration to be USDA Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Service. Meanwhile, Ibaugh nominated to be Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Northey is the current Iowa Ag Secretary and Ibaugh, the Nebraska Director of Agriculture. The Senate Ag Committee confirmation for the two is set for Thursday, October 5th at 8:30 Central Time. The committee yet to vote on the two other nominees, Steve Sinske, the American Soybean Association CEO, who has been tapped to be Deputy Secretary, and Indiana Ag Director Ted McKinney, nominated to be the first USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. Well, Kansas Congressman Dr. Roger Marshall says families across the U.S. need the next farm bill. As part of a House Ag Committee video series, Marshall said there's no single piece of legislation more important to his district than the Farm Bill. See, Marshall represents, of course, the 1st District in Kansas. It's one of the largest agricultural-driven districts in the nation. He says the Farm Bill helps in maintaining a safe and affordable food supply for all Americans. House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway indicated at the beginning of August that work on the 2018 Farm Bill will start within the next 8 weeks, meaning that the work should start early this month. Conaway had previously said he wants to get the next farm bill on the House floor this year. And the U.S. dairy industry telling Japan to proceed with great diligence as it prepares a list of protected foods under geographical names as part of a trade agreement with the European Union. Japan and the EU reached political agreement on a massive trade deal earlier this year, which included protections for food products with geographical place names. U.S. dairy producers have long fought the EU's efforts to get other countries to restrict generic product names as so-called geographical indications. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
Fall is here. Save up to $100 on a set of select Hankook passenger or light truck tires with a Great Kitch Tire Rebate. Matt Tire in Frankfort, bringing you quality service combined with excellent workmanship and customer satisfaction. Just down the road, that's Matt Tire in Frankfort. Never halfway, Hankook Tire.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
At KNDY, we're proud to offer the news you can use that affects your family, your lifestyle. Breaking up-to-date national and international news from ABC, top of every hour, 24/7. And we cap that with the latest local weather forecast. Our expanded news blocks at 7, 12, and 5 also feature both Kansas and Nebraska news headlines, as well as local news. Stories and sources you can trust make us your first choice. Our news blocks also feature expanded weather briefs, letting you know what's ahead, as well as business and ag market updates. Start the day in the know with a 7 a.m. news block. Take time out over your lunch hour with the midday update, and take us home after work with the 5 o'clock block. Our expanded news blocks make staying up to date easy. And if you missed those, we now offer a podcast of a daily morning news block on our website, KNDYradio.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a rollover crash that killed one person and injured two others was caused by a blown tire on an SUV. KTV reports the accident happened around 8:30 last night in Kearney County on U.S. Highway 50 west of Lakin. A passenger in the SUV, 54-year-old Nick Gonzalez of Dodge City, was ejected from the vehicle and pronounced dead at a hospital. The driver of the vehicle, 25-year-old Jesus Acuna, and another passenger, 27-year-old Flora Gonzalez, both of Colorado, suffered serious injuries and were flown to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita. Kansas Democrats ousted one of their top state party officials after a contentious debate over the weekend. Wichita Eagle reports the party state committee voted 121-54 Saturday to recall party secretary Casey Yingling. She was accused of having a conflict of interest. Mid-America Network News.
Protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.95. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil, plus earn double points on this offer at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual presents Worry-Free Music Moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Authorities say a man has died after struggling with police officers who were responding to an armed disturbance in suburban Kansas City. Police in Olathe said in a news release that the struggle happened early Saturday when an agitated 34-year-old man began to threaten officers with a blunt object. Police say he suffered a medical condition as officers were attempting to take him into custody and died. Police in Lawrence are investigating a downtown shooting that left 3 people dead and wounded 2 others. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the shooting happened around 1:45 yesterday morning in a popular restaurant and bar area of the downtown. It wasn't immediately clear what led to the shooting. Those killed were identified as 22-year-old Leah Brown of Shawnee and 2 people from Topeka, 20-year-old Colwyn Henderson and 24-year-old Dupree Dean. Responding officers said they heard more than 20 gunshots. Lawrence police continuing to investigate. Mid-America Network News.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The University of Nebraska Board of Regents is expected to consider a 1-year extension that would keep System President Hank Bounds under contract through the 2020-21 school year. Bounds' current contract expires June 30th of 2020. The extension doesn't include any salary increase. Last year, Regents approved a 6.3% increase that took Bounds' base pay up to $510,400 annually. The board is scheduled to meet Thursday in Lincoln. Officials are saying they have tightened security and further restricted prisoner movement after discovery of drug use by some inmates at the Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln. The Correctional Services Department said in a news release yesterday that at least 15 inmates are suspected of using K2, a form of synthetic marijuana. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kitty Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday, approving the budget as published, with no comments heard at the public hearing. The vote was 2-1, with Lynn Feldhausen voting no, expressing concern with cutting the $5,000 budget for the Marshall County Partnership for Growth in half. He was in favor of retaining the $5,000 level, which commissioners had cut after reconsideration and opting to continue membership in the North Central Regional Planning Commission. The mill levy will be 52.094, just below the previous year. The requested increase for the county attorney budget was discussed after Dennis Wanklin appeared in opposition. An initial conversation with two architectural firms interested in developing plans for upgrading the county jail was held. The sheriff pointed out a need to avoid potential liability issues while providing additional space for inmates and staff. Fee structures were presented ranging from 6.75% to 9%. Another firm is to present Monday. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and discussed payroll in the 40-hour work week. A motion was made for a 40-hour work week, except the sheriff, jail, and dispatchers, not an 8-hour day. Not taking a lunch hour will not allow a worker to leave early. There was no second to that motion. They would like more discussion, and county commissioners will continue that at the next meeting. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and received a thank you for help with improvements made recently at the fairgrounds. Additional improvements will be continued. Gage County Board of Supervisors approved a contract with Washington County, Kansas for 10 beds in the county jail. Another 5 were reserved by contract with Dawson County, Nebraska. Both annual contracts are at a rate of $45 per day per inmate, due whether or not the facilities are used. The agreement results in $246,000 annually to handle overcrowded accommodations of a Gage County jail.
Dean B. Cox, age 93 of Haddam, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church. Burial in the Haddam City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Dean Cox.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In a busy world where we're overwhelmed with media choices, how can we make your life easier? Tune to KNDY on air, online, or on the road. We're connected with the local events and day-to-day activities that you're involved in. We're a part of your community. Our advertisers are your friends and neighbors as we all work together for a brighter future. Whether it's a live broadcast, an upcoming function, important news, or just a friend to keep you company, tune to KNDY. We feature today's hot new country and all-time favorites on FM 95.5. and streaming online at KNDYradio.com and our mobile app. Don't forget our classic country on AM 1570, FM 94.1. News and information you can use with the latest technology at work. We're here for you and always appreciate your loyal listenership. Tune to KNDY on air, online, or on the road. Thanks for listening.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com for northeastern Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. In the upper 80s this afternoon, occasional sun with winds breezy at times from the south. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 68. On Tuesday, cloudy, areas of showers and storms. High is 77. Tuesday night, cloudy, areas of showers and storms. Low near 57. More showers and storms possible on Wednesday with a high near 70. Wednesday night, areas of showers and a few thunderstorms, low near 56. High is 70 on Thursday. Lots of clouds, areas of showers and storms. Thursday night, cloudy, areas of showers and a few thunderstorms, low near 52. High is 71 on Friday. Occasional sun, chance of rain. Areas of showers and storms Friday night, low near 53. High is 73 on Saturday. Sunny to partly cloudy. Chance of seeing some rain. Saturday night, mainly clear. Low near 52. High is 75 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Delora Lockwood.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature early October 74, record high on this date 95 in 1976. The average low 50, the record low 29 in 1985. Sunset this evening 7:03, sunrise in the morning at 7:20. We recorded just short of a quarter of an inch of rain with brief showers earlier this morning.
The visual impact of autumn's colors isn't easy to capture with a camera. We'll share some photo tips for leaf peepers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 2nd, the 275th day of the year. Musicians Sting and Don McLean are sharing a birthday, and the comic strip Peanuts first appeared in newspapers on this day in 1950. A landscape ablaze with fall color isn't so easy to capture in a photograph. Here's a few tips for better fall color pictures. A bright, sunny day is not always ideal. Your scene is already color saturated. You'll often get more interesting light under clouds or at dawn or dusk. Think about your perspective. Rather than shooting from eye level, try to get up and above the landscape or go the opposite direction for a bug's eye view. And water can add stunning visual interest, whether it mirrors the foliage on its surface or just provides textural contrast. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, Lorenzo Cain, and Alcides Escobar tipped their caps and likely said goodbye to Kansas City fans. And then the playoff-bound Arizona Diamondbacks ended the regular season with a 14-2 win over the Royals yesterday. The foursome joined the Royals in 2011 and keyed the team's run into consecutive World Series, including a championship in 2015. They are all eligible for free agency after the season. Manager Ned Yost pulled the group together with one out in the fifth inning. The players hugged behind the pitcher's mound, then waved their caps to the cheering crowd as they walked off the field. Salvador Perez, who also debuted with Kansas City in 2011, embraced the group on the top step of the dugout. The Royals played a video honoring the players after the game, and fans stayed and applauded. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Shop Lowe's All for Fall event and find great deals. And keep your landscape looking its best by cleaning up the leaves with a Poland Pro backpack blower, now at a new lower price of just $199. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Scott's offer valid 927 through 1011. Blower offer valid 921 through 1119. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only.
Kansas State had 2 weeks to think about the Vanderbilt loss in Nashville. Kansas State also had 2 weeks to prepare for its conference opener, the Baylor Bears. The Wildcats got it done versus the guys from Waco, winning 33-20. The Wildcats were in complete control in the first half. Baylor displayed improvements in the second half, but in the end, it was Kansas State that came out with the win. Again, the final from Saturday's matchup with Baylor, K-State 33, Baylor 20. It was a bye week for KU football, and the Chiefs will play tonight. Just about the only thing Chiefs quarterbacks Alex Smith and Redskins counterpart Kirk Cousins have in common have been the results this season. The steady Smith has the Chiefs flying high at 3-0 for the season. The roller coaster Cousins has the Redskins off to a 2-1 start. That game taking place tonight on Monday Night Football, 7 o'clock kickoff from Arrowhead. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football play Friday. Marysville beat Clay Center 28-8. Concordia took Abilene 35-18. Wamego edged Chapman 14-12. Axe still over Frankfort 50-36. Valley Heights beat Waubonsie 50-20. Jackson Heights took Washington County 44-0. Hanover beat Wetmore 48-0. It was St. John's Beloit over Lynn 53-6. Nemahal Central took Centralia 13-0. Diller O'Dell won over Omaha Christian Academy by forfeit. Milford defeated Southern 50-8. Marysville C-Team football at Valley Heights tonight game scheduled has been canceled.
The Marysville Bulldogs bounced back from last week's loss at Concordia with a 28-8 victory, spoiling the Clay Center homecoming. Marysville led by only four at the half, failing to take advantage of several opportunities. But in the second half, Marysville pulled away, capitalizing on Clay Center turnovers. Jack Bloomer led the way for the Bulldogs with over 300 yards of total offense and three touchdowns, two rushing and one through the air to Gabe Pischel. A Derek Raver interception in the fourth quarter sealed the 28-8 victory for Marysville to go to 4-1 on the season. The Bulldogs host Chapman next Friday. Catch it here on KNDY. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Jason Brenniger.
Axtell Eagles outlast the Frankfort Wildcats 50-36 in Twin Valley League and district action on Friday. A back-and-forth battle in the first half. We went to the locker room tied 14-all. First half scores for Frankfort by Garrett Dollinghouse, 15 yards. Brandon Bussman, 8 yards. Touchdown passes to Hunter Cook of 36 and 6 yards for Axtell. Axtell struck first, opening the second half, a pass to Hunter Cook. Garrett Dollinghouse adds a comeback touchdown. It was Axtell going up with three straight scores, a one-yard effort by Quinn Bussing, 30 yards for Michael Swanson, 6 yards by Quinn Bussing to open a 44-22 lead. Frankfort's Brandon Bussman scores with just over 5 minutes left. Axtell answers back just a minute later with Michael Swanson on a 12-yard effort. Bussman from 2 yards out with under a minute remaining for Frankfort, and their final score leaves Frankfort short, 50-36, falling to Axtell as the Eagles improve to 3-2, Wildcats fall to 2-3 on the season. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum is proud to support all area fall sports teams. The athletes have great stamina, strength, dedication, and determination, and are sure to excel in all of their events this week. Good luck from Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. Heartland Foods admires the great sportsmanship and dedication of our Beatrice Falls sports teams. The Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's have what it takes to give their rivals competition. Good luck at this week's events, athletes, from your friends and fans at Heartland Foods in Beatrice. Proud to support our local athletes.
Roasted, steamed, or shredded into slaw, Brussels sprouts have gained greater appreciation over the past few years. But like any vegetable, proper harvesting, storage, and preparation is key to obtaining the best flavor and nutrition. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Brussels sprouts have the best flavor when harvested in cool weather and even better after a light frost or two. The sprouts grow above each leaf along the stem. Harvest when the sprouts are firm and about 1 to 2 inches in diameter. Start from the bottom and work your way up the stem as younger sprouts reach full size. Or remove the whole stalk at the end of the season. Store in a cool location or the refrigerator. I like them steamed and plain, but most people prefer to dress them up a bit. Try sauteing or grilling to caramelize the natural sugars for a sweeter flavor that reluctant eaters may find more pleasing. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The 4 How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Abraham Lincoln led the country through the Civil War, but it was this man who defeated him for the Senate just 2 years prior. We'll go to the home of the man known as the Little Giant on this edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Janet Mondlach has put much time into restoring and opening this historic home in Brandon, Vermont.
Stephen Douglas was born in this house in 1813.
Douglas is still well known today, probably because of the famous man against whom he campaigned.
He ran for president against Abraham Lincoln, and most people will remember him from the debates.
Those famous debates occurred in 1858, 2 years prior to Lincoln's presidential contest, when he and Douglas crisscrossed Illinois to win votes for their Senate campaigns.
His father was a local doctor in town, and this house is right in the center of town. His father died when he was only 2 months old.
Stephen's mother could not care for the children and the home and moved the family in with her parents on the family farm.
He did not like the farm life. He was not meant to be a farmer. When he was a young teenager, he decided to become a cabinet maker.
He moved to Illinois as a teenager and began to read law, then entered politics, where his legacy became intertwined with that of Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln and Douglas ran against each other for a senator seat, and Douglas won. And then when they were running against each other for president, Douglas was much better known, but Douglas, his platform was always let the states decide, let the people decide. And ultimately, that's what ruined his political career, but probably saved the nation.
Lincoln won the presidential election of 1860, of course. Douglas's platform of states' rights was defeated, and the nation soon entered the Civil War. While it is Lincoln who is better known today, it is Stephen Douglas, Lincoln's political adversary, that was born here in central Vermont. Traveling the countryside in Brandon, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCray.
If it doesn't rain and your bees can't find plants to pollinate, honey and wax production suffer. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Apiculture insurance is a safety net for producers as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Beekeeping operations are very diverse. They have different plant species, climates, and precipitation requirements across the nation. It's been a hot, dry summer in my area. The lack of rainfall has been hard on plant growth, which in turn makes it tough for bees to produce honey, wax, and breeding stock. Insurance for beekeepers has previously only been available to select states, but this year, the USDA has expanded coverage to the entire 48 contiguous states. Robert Ibarra is the acting associate administrator for the USDA's Risk Management Agency. He says the insurance coverage is based on a grid system.
Each grid is roughly about a 17 by 17 square mile grid. The colonies are assigned to one or more grids based on where they're located to be insured. It actually ends up covering the amount of rainfall, the precipitation that the producers get in each individual grid.
The insurance payments are determined for each grid by using climate data from the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
When the final grid index falls below a trigger grid index, then the producer may receive some type of an indemnity. It just covers a single peril, which is the lack of precipitation. It's based on the experience of the entire grid, and it's not really based on the individual farm or specific weather stations in the general area.
Producers select two-month intervals where precipitation is most important to their operation, and they can select more than one interval. Beekeepers, you have until November 17th to enroll in coverage for the 2018 crop year, which is done through private crop insurance agents. Learn more about apiculture insurance at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh, WNDY, your country. Let's talk music. Country remains the most popular radio format. If your preference is classic country, we've got you covered on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Reaching back to the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Hear the artist you're familiar with and the songs you grew up with. If today's country is your style, tune FM 95.5 for today's hot new country and all-time favorites. Just the right blend, with an emphasis on the hottest artist and songs on the radio today. By the way, the latest hits are featured on the Country Top 40 Sunday mornings with Bob Kingsley on FM 95.5. On the other side, Bill Miller reaches back Sunday afternoons with his program highlighting the best of the big band and standard classics on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And enjoy country classics from the 60s and 70s Sunday evening 6 to 7 with Herb's Country Classics. Ain't no bad country, just your favorite country on KNDY.
An agricultural lender says he sees optimism for riding out this down economic cycle for farmers and ranchers. More today on the Farm Journal Report.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Some ag bankers may be worried about farmers making it through the current grain market slump, but Tom Tracy is not one of them. Tracy is the president and CEO of Farm Credit Illinois, a cooperative and a member lender of the Farm Credit System.
We certainly have seen a tremendous activity and effort around better's better, not bigger is better. So trying to work down every nook and cranny, and it's been fascinating for me, real humbling in some aspects to go out and talk with some of our members and learn about the multitude of ways in which they've worked the cost side down. But really one of the refreshing things is they've stayed focused on the upside, the revenue side as well.
Tracy says farmers who kept a handle on their financial leverage and their operating leverage before the price slide began have the advantage now. He suggests this is why there are far fewer farms in financial distress than one might expect.
I continue to be impressed with folks' kind of assertive posture. They're ready to take advantage of an opportunity, which typically isn't what you see as maybe a downturn sets in a little bit more deeply. So I think it speaks to how strongly they went into the cycle, and it speaks to just kind of the general level of business acumen and the growth mindset that's out there today.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A report out says the U.S. will be putting forth controversial proposals in the next round of the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations. The U.S. will allegedly be putting forth proposals of what it calls seasonal windows when it comes to agricultural trading with Mexico and Canada. The article says this type of proposal would be in the form of a managed trade by establishing seasonal ag trade restrictions in North America. The president of the Mexican National Agriculture and Livestock Council offered an example of what it means. He said, America wants to establish conditions saying that when Georgia produces strawberries, Mexico either won't be able to export strawberries to the U.S. or would only be allowed to put the same amount of strawberries into the marketplace that Georgia has. Agricultural trade has not been limited by seasonal windows since 2008, when a period of 15 years of gradual reduction was established. Mexico's General Coordinator of International Affairs says the Mexican government and producers won't even consider discussing such a proposal. A new report out says the U.S. beef herd will keep expanding through the end of the decade, but there shouldn't be any need for increased packer capacity. The report from CoBank says the herd will increase 3-5% in 2018 and 19, improving pasture conditions and continued profitability of the beef sector have been fueling herd expansion in recent years. Trevor Amen, an animal protein economist at CoBank, said over the last 3 years, the expansion had been the most aggressive on record. He said recent slaughter numbers and cattle on feed mix indicate the expansion rate may be slowing, but barring any significant export interruptions or weather events, the expansion will continue through the end of the decade. The increasing cattle numbers are bringing more market-ready cattle through the supply chain, but expectations are that slaughter capacity should remain sufficient. He says plants will be adding extra working hours to get through the increasing supply through 2019. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Fall is here. Save up to $100 on a set of select Hankook passenger or light truck tires with a Great Kitch Tire Rebate. Matt Tire in Frankfort, bringing you quality service combined with excellent workmanship and customer satisfaction. Just down the road. That's Bat Tire in Frankfort. Never halfway. Hankook Tire.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Pressure continues on our grains and soybeans. Monday, December corn down 3 3/4, 351.5. March down 3 1/4 at 364.5. December Kansas City wheat is down 4 1/4 at 438.5. March is down 4. Quarters, Jan beans down 8 1/4 at 9.70 1/4. October soybean meal down at $1.30 at 3.10.20. December is down 90 cents at 3.14.90. October soybean oil down 32 points at 32.25. December bean oil down 38 at 32.44. So it is not a pretty day in the soy complex. Corn and wheat have had their struggles as well. The livestock complex is mixed. Cattle started off with some positive gains, but that gave way along about to mid-morning and hasn't recovered. October live cattle down 90 at 108.20. December down 127 at 113.97. Later months are all on the downside. October feeders down 180 at 150.42. November feeders down 215 at 151.85. All the feeder months are down by at least a dollar, so not the best day there. October hogs up 157 at 56.97, and the later months are up mostly as well. December hogs up 240 at 62.35, so a positive day for hogs. Cotton has had a tough day so far. December cotton down 83 at 67.62. March is down 65 at 67.12, so not a good day there. Crude oil is taking a beating today. November crude down $1.20 at 50.47. December crude is down 115 at 50.80. All the energies are down today. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas are all struggling as well. And gold is on the downside. October gold is currently down $8.40 at $1,273.10 an ounce. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. Orion Samuelson with you today, looking at some proposed rules from government agencies impacting agriculture. After this message,
the folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
I would guess if farmers and ranchers were asked to vote on their least favorite government agency, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, would win hands down. Farmers and ranchers have been at odds with that agency ever since it was formed back in the 1960s. And now, the latest go-around, the Environmental Protection Agency last week said it was seeking comment on a proposal to reduce 2018 biodiesel blending requirements into the domestic fuel supply. Prices for soy oil, the most widely used feedstock to produce biodiesel, fell to a five-week low on that news because it raised worries of a decline in demand. The EPA said a potential decline in biodiesel imports could raise domestic prices and create severe economic harm, allowing the EPA to issue waivers to those obligated to blend biodiesel under the renewable fuel standard, the EPA said in a draft proposal. The EPA already proposed cuts to 2018 blending volumes for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuel in July amid complaints from, guess who, petroleum companies, that the requirements added billions in cost. That came before the Commerce Department August 23rd imposed duties on imports of Argentine and Indonesian biodiesel. And then, of course, the other ongoing fight with the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers is WOTUS. So a couple of days ago, the National Corn Growers Association asked the EPA and the Army Corps to rescind the 2015 Waters of the United States rule and write a new rule that provides farmers with clarity and certainty, reduces red tape, and does not discourage farming practices that improve water quality. Back with a final word after this message.
October is National Co-op Month, and the Farmers Cooperative is proud of our 113 years of co-op history. We operate as a true cooperative by paying dividends back to our patrons and reinvesting in facilities and equipment to better serve you. The Farmers Cooperative would like to say thank you to its membership, and we appreciate your business. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
President of the National Corn Growers, Wesley Spurlock, said the corn growers are ready to work with the EPA anytime. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
As we know, it only takes one hailstorm to destroy an entire season of hard work and investments. Don't gamble with your securities and futures when hail threatens the foundation of your income. Call Linda Schmitz, owner-agent for Linda's Insurance Agency, about a crop hail policy through RCIS and inquire about the two-hour binding time. Linda's Insurance Agency is now at 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
You can get a good deal buying a used top or bottom trailer, but be sure to inspect the trailer from top to bottom before signing on the dotted line on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
If you're in the market for a used top or bottom trailer for hauling grain, there are some deals. Dave Mowitz is the machinery and technology editor for a successful farming magazine and researches the price trends of machinery. He says expect to pay about $35,000 at the top end of the used market. However, there can be big differences between trailers depending on the brand and how they're equipped.
Tires can be different, how much aluminum was used in the structure, and that cuts down the weight of the trailer, which means you can haul more grain. Whether the rims themselves are steel or aluminum, again, another cost saving. If it has a tarp, whether that tarp is a manual rollover tarp or something that's electric, some of them also have taller sides.
Another popular option is whether the trailer has an ag hopper or what's also called a super hopper. They have more ground clearance and are easier to pull into a field without getting caught up on something. If you go to an auction, Mowat says it's important to find out where the trailer has been used, how it was maintained, and do a close inspection.
Dick Phelps with U.S. Auctioneers said you need to look at the overall condition of the trailer, its past maintenance and repair record, whether it's been assigned a salvage or rebuild title, and why the seller is selling the trailer in the first place. If you want, you can get somebody to inspect the trailer for you if you're buying it online.
I'm Jody Henke. Pick up Dave Mowitz's Steel Deals reports on RFD TV, every issue of Successful Farming Magazine, and also on agriculture.com.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at
562-2393.
KNDY. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Tensions flared at a recent Senate Agriculture Committee hearing over whether the Department of Agriculture will seek more money to deal with the opioid epidemic in rural areas, and that highlights key farm bill funding fights that are still to come. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue held a listening session on the opioid crisis earlier. The USDA runs rural development programs to deal with drug treatment, prevention, and recovery. But top Senate Ag Democrat and appropriator Patrick Leahy of Vermont argues it's not enough. Leahy pressed Perdue's rural development assistant, Ann Hazlett, repeatedly to see if her agency will ask for more money.
You have my commitment to steward whatever resources are provided.
Are you going to push for us providing those resources?
You have.
I'm wearing my hat as the vice chairman of the Appropriations Committee now.
You have my commitment to steward the resources that are provided.
Well, I would say to steward them, you're going to have to get them. And I realize the restraints. But, you know, I've talked with Secretary Perdue about this, too.
Then Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts intervened, telling Leahy,
Senator, I'm sure that you and I will receive a call from Ann, if not the Secretary, for adequate funding on this most important topic, and we're united in that effort.
Yeah, this is not a Republican or Democratic thing. We're all concerned.
House and Senate appropriators have already reversed the president's proposed cuts in key rural development programs, including water and sewer and other grant and loan programs. But competition for scarce dollars for drug treatment, infrastructure, broadband, and other areas is likely to intensify as ag lawmakers start to craft a new multi-year farm bill over the next several upcoming months. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, you've been having problems with herbicide-resistant weeds in your fields? Let's move to the next generation. Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans using dicamba herbicide. Roundup Ready 2 Extends have no yield drag, excellent yielders, durability, strong production. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds, 1-800-634-2836 for your next clean field of soybean production.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deer King Communications full-service station.